This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock of the Money podcast, episode 163. It's time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. Hey, I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is an in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. We're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Are you still like... Is that still correct? You're an in-house lawyer? You're like a big cheese. You got like a big promotion.
Yeah, but I'm still in-house.
Oh, cool. Yeah. As opposed to out of the house, outhouse.
Well, yeah, it's instead of like in private practice, yeah.
Well, congratulations on your big promotion at work. I think that's awesome. Thank you. You're always working harder, and that's what everybody's doing. You're always trying to do better, get promoted, make more income, because income is your most, your best tool. Yeah. At doing everything we're doing. So
that's right. Yeah.
There you go. Along with all those side gigs, everything else. Anyway. So, yeah.
Hey. And here's the thing about promotions. We've talked about this before. There's a lot of tendency to have, what do you call it? Some kind of creep, like spending creep, a lifestyle creep. That's it, right?
Yeah. The firefighter thing is I keep bringing up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So a lot of times when people get a promotion, like, oh, what now? What can I add to my, you know, but a lot of people like to go out and buy a new car or, you know, some other huge purchase that just increases their monthly payments that they have to do. And not us. It's going like right into savings and investments. So nothing changes.
Yeah. I keep seeing those articles in the news of how many people that are making 100, 200, 500,000 a year that have no savings.
Yeah.
Because they just keep elevating their lifestyle, feeling they deserve it or all these other excuses. But the point is you're supposed to be saving it. I mean, treat yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, like, we went out, had a celebratory dinner.
Awesome.
I got a nice birthday present this year.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. I got a new bike. Isn't that funny?
Nice. I need to buy one.
Yeah,
I was going to buy one, but then the COVID hit and you couldn't buy them anywhere.
You couldn't find them, but now you can find them again. So I have a brand new Towny cruiser bike that, you know, we can use on the trails here in Florida. So
that's, yeah, I go in these bike shops.
I bought it for myself. So it's a good thing my husband bought it as a gift because, yeah, I would never spend.
You ever gone to a bicycle shop?
Yeah, like that's a real one. Yesterday.
And how much were some of the, I walked into one, they have $5,000 bicycles in there.
Yes.
I like, what does it do?
The big thing is e-bikes right now. So those are a couple $1,000, you know. They're like also battery powered. So you still have to do the pedaling and all that, but you just get someplace a lot faster because of extra speed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got questions.
We do.
Yeah, the questions, the mood of the questions have completely changed because inflation is here.
Yeah.
Recession is... What the Fed say? They said it's unavoidable. Words like that. I mean, you know, and they're going to raise rates on the mortgage rates. Oh, my God. They're going up. Everything is changing. So our questions have changed with that.
Yeah. So how do I learn about buying gold? Is it possible to move part of my 401k into gold?
Okay. So this question is interesting
for you because I know without even talking to you in advance, I know that you have a rant prepared.
No, I'm going to be nice because... I've been watching, I normally don't watch a lot of TV. I try and disconnect from the news and all that, but there's a lot going on. And because inflation's gone up, the advertising has changed on TV. So the heavy advertising of financial advisors have, I mean, it was easy money, Amanda, for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
People are like, what do you mean I'm not making 40% per year now? What was this? So people lost a little bit of money. Man, lose a lot. If you were doing everything we've been doing, yes, we're down, 20%, but we're back to what last May was. So we basically wiped out a year's worth. But if you look at the overall, we're still way ahead of 10% per year.
Yeah.
Remember long-term investing?
So yeah, I've done the same thing, exactly.
So the One ad that has popped back up on TV a lot is gold. Buy gold coins. Buy gold this. I'm not going to mention the name of these companies, but they got celebrities that are trying to get you to buy these gold coins. It's the best investment. And they manipulate the numbers. I really need to take screenshots of what they're showing on the... They're trying to show how it does better than the S&P 500. And you know... What do you think I do when I see that, Amanda, on TV? I like blow up. But if you read the fine print, now that everything is in 4K, you read the fine print. Oh, it's all manipulated 4K numbers.
Fine print.
Yeah. Oh, there's always, it's like when you see the lease commercials for a Ford F-150.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that fine print way down the bottom and nobody reads that, but legally they just throw it up there, right? Gold is not an investment. It's insurance. It's not really meant for investing in the true sense of what we talk about. It's more of like it's insurance. But it is the one thing that everything used to be based on historically, used to be. Remember we had a gold standard years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. We've kind of left that. Buying physical gold, I'm totally against it. A gazillion times against it. Here's why. When you buy gold, there's a lot of fees and markups involved with that. That's where they make their money, is the selling it and buying it. Also, you have to have that gold. You got to do something with it, Amanda. So what am I going to do with this? Am I store it in my house? Am I going to go buy a safety deposit box and put it in there? I mean, what am I going to do with this gold? Somebody can physically take it.
I've always wanted a secret safe in my house, like, you know, behind a painting.
No, you want a safe room is what you wanted, if I recall.
Yeah. I mean, and a moat.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, that's part of your castle.
A castle wouldn't be complete without like a safe behind a painting.
That'd be cool. You know, you can install that today. Get that husband of yours. Go buy yourself a safe. Cut a hole in your wall.
I've always wanted a bookcase that opens to a secret room too.
Because you're a Batman fan. That's why.
That's why.
When you go sell your physical gold, they're gonna charge you a bunch of things to buy it back. Historic, it doesn't do anything, guys. It just it's your stability, but it will definitely not make more if you just do what we tell you to do. It's just a way of preserving your wealth, but it's not going to like keep going up. You're just getting inundated by these ads that manipulate those graphs. If you really look at them carefully, they use certain dates and stuff like that to prove their point that this is the way you got to do it. And they're going to make their money on those gold eagles or American eagles or whatever they call those things. Mm-hmm. If you really are dead set on investing in gold, buy the ETFs. And then you're paying somebody to store your gold somewhere. And there are some good ETFs for this if you're really dead set on this. They actually buy the gold. They're required to store it, and they do all of it for you. But I'm telling you, they do not outperform the S&P 500 on a long-term basis. I prefer stay in America, invest in the big boys, and think long-term, and don't make this complicated. Please don't make, and don't get manipulated by these ads. Do you want to have anything to... That wasn't really a rant. That was just trying to prove my point. It's just not a good way of doing it.
Right.
Interest rates, everything going up. People are freaking out. We've been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine. Hey, question number two. You want to read this one?
Yes. Yeah. So question two. I am new to investing and have set up an investment account and Roth IRA with Fidelity and max contribution for 2021.
Nice.
I have QQQ and VOO and SCHD. With the majority of my investments in VOO. So VOO is the symbol for one of Vanguard's, why don't you share?
The S&P 500.
Yeah, it's one of their S&P 500s, but they do a / QQQ. So QQQ is a different fund.
That's the technology one.
Mm-hmm. Should I leave it mixed like that or one of the three? Second, for 2022 contributions, shall I follow the same path as 2021 or is it okay to start a dividend portfolio of stocks? I'm late to the game and want to make the most of my money. Thank you.
And this was posted on our Facebook group. I want to focus on the last line.
Yeah.
I'm late to the game and I want to make the most of my money. So
yeah, there's no secret to catching up quick.
Yeah, I think that's the point of this whole question, is they're trying to accelerate and make fast money
when they're late.
Yeah, and you're trying to time the market, because if you read it, they want to now get into dividends or out of dividends, or they're literally, it's another form of timing the market. And the way to make money is time in the market, not timing of the market. And
oh, I like that. That's a great saying.
But I know I would put that on a shirt, but I did not make that up. Now, the people that are doing short-term quick money plans, yeah, they're selling courses and stuff like that typically, or they have a system, some magical system that's going to make you money. Yeah, that's not how it works. This is not an old, because I'm old. It's not the old way. It is the proven way by graph after graph, study after study, yada, yada. But because of Robinhood and all these other things, that's kind of gone away, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Yeah, people ain't making the quick money on Robinhood like they were before. Like I said, the easy train is over. Now it's back to the way it used to be, Amanda. It's long-term investing, and this is how you make your money. Betting on the 500 best companies. I know we keep harping on that, Amanda, but I find me anything that does better, has a better chance, better odds at winning. There is none over long term. It beats 70-80% of any other mutual fund or ETF out there. It's fact. So please do not try and make the most of your money. And because you're late in the game, you're trying to make the most you can. Stick with the long-term plan. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month. Amanda, it just came to my head. I looked at this morning. There's a news article of this one big investor who was calling for this big burst. The stock market bubble's going to burst, blah, blah. He's now saying he's now backing off. He goes, those signs are now kind of dissipating now.
Yeah.
Again.
No crystal ball.
Even that guy who has a ton of money and everyone listened to him, even he was kind of, again, if you stick with what we say, guys, it is the right way. Stop making this complicated.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep getting my soapbox this morning.
And I guess the other thing is, why would you change this year's contributions from last year's? If you're on the right path, you're on the right path. You don't need to make changes year to year.
Consistency is the key. Consistency. Just keep funding keep dumping the money in there. Just keep it going. Stay in the same proven funds over years, not trendy things. The things that are long term, just keep doing it, do it, and just ignore it. Just trust me, based on history, it will be fine. But you got to stop touching it and stay consistent. Great point, Amanda. Yeah, just quit changing the plan. Yeah, don't do that.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break? And then when we come back, we have two more questions.
Let me get off my soapbox. Hey, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock and Money.
Stars, Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda. Hey, I've been streaming all morning, okay? I just streamed 5 hours driving a truck on Facebook Gaming. Hey, guys, check us out on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook. Facebook. Speaking of Facebook. Facebook.com/Rock of the Money. We need to get those follower numbers up to over 10,000, Amanda.
Yeah,
we got to get that up there. That's now my
that's our 2022 goal.
Right
goal.
Oh, no, that's my spring goal. I mean, I want that done by summertime. I want that over with. I'm going to work very hard at that. Anyway, We need 10,000 followers there. Anyway, follow us over there. You can you can listen to the podcast on Facebook now. It's right there on the page. It works pretty good on your phone. Go to facebook.com/rockofthemoney. Search for Rock of the Money. Anyway, we're everywhere. We're on every day. If you're already listening to us, I guess this is a mute point, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, question number three, you ready?
Yeah.
The pros and cons of holding investments with a handful of varying accounts versus all of your investments in one account, Vanguard, Fidelity, Merrill Lynch, or in one single location. In other words, I guess they're asking, is it okay to have accounts at all these different companies and I'm working all of them, or should I have them all with like Fidelity? Here, let me hand you my soapbox. There you go. It's your turn.
Okay. Oh, you're handing. Okay.
Yeah, it's so your turn.
I can get on it now.
Even though you're in Florida.
Yeah. Why are you trying to complicate your life? Here's what it is. This would be like you have a collection of wallets and purses in your house and you're like, you know what? I don't want to put all my money in one wallet. Let me put them in multiple wallets so that I have them all there. But I can only have a maximum of $200 total across all my wallets. So I'm only going to put, you know, 20 in one and 40 in another. And ultimately, I only have $200, but I'm going to have them in all different wallets. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You have a maximum amount you can, I'm assuming for retirement accounts, a maximum amount you can contribute each year into your retirement accounts. Whether it's in one account or multiple accounts, the maximum is the sum of all of your contributions. Why on earth would you split that across multiple holding, it just doesn't make any sense. Put it all in one place, put all your investments into, one diversified ETF and stop. Just stop being complicated.
What if
you're doing brokerage accounts, there's no reason to spread it across multiple financial entities. I mean, what are you worried about? That Fidelity is going to go out of business? It doesn't make any sense.
What if I left previous jobs and I have 401ks everywhere? Should I just leave them there?
No, roll it over into one account. It's like if you buy a brand new wallet or purse, you're not leaving your money in the old one in the closet. You're putting taking the money out of the old wallet, putting it in your new wallet.
I didn't know you had a soapbox rant in you. I'm so impressed right now.
There you go.
There you go.
I cannot think of a single pro.
I was going to say, they said the pros and cons. I think can't think of a single pro of leaving them in all these different accounts. The problem is you're going to forget about them. And how do you keep track of all that stuff? I'd rather have one statement. Yeah. Hey, the VOO is the same at Vanguard as it is at Fidelity.
It's the same ETF.
Get them all in the same place. They all sell the same stocks. They all sell Apple stock. They all sell VOO. They all have S&P 500. Fidelity and Vanguard both have free versions of those.
Yeah.
So you could actually save money by getting them all in one place. But get them all in one place. We prefer, and by the way, we are not sponsored in any way by these companies, but they are the low-cost companies, financial companies, Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab. I have Schwab. Everything's in Schwab. It just happened to be that way because it was tied to my 457 and my 401k ahead. And that was the place that if you could take up to 50%, you might put it over in ETFs and stuff like that. So it's they're very easy. They'll help you out at very super low cost. And they do that for a reason. And they're the biggest. So, all right. Pooh, one more. You got one more in you?
Yeah, I don't know if I do.
This one's real estate, so I can't do this one. You're the expert.
Okay.
All right. I want to learn how to determine my real estate value and comps on my own without an agent. Are there any good resources you can point me towards to learn the finer details beyond generic advice like just find a comparable property?
Yeah, find a real estate agent. Like, why are you against working with an agent? There's absolutely no cost to you as to get a comp. You don't have to pay for them unless you actually are selling the home. So I suspect this person is like, no, I don't want to work with an agent to sell my house. I want to do a for sale by owner. You're rolling the dice. There's really no resources. I mean, you can try and make an assessment based off of, you know, recent sales in your area in the last 6 months, but you have to make all sorts of compensations and adjustments based off of differences in the houses that sold, you know, like the age of your roof the same? Do you have the same square footage? Do you have the same number of bathrooms and bedrooms? You know, all sorts of differences. Do you have a pool versus no pool? Do you have, how big is your yard? Are you on a corner lot? Are you on a busy street? The reason that professionals are professionals is because they've gone to all sorts of educational, certifications, and they've done a lot of studying on how to make these adjustments. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and represent yourself in court, you certainly can do that. I mean, you can do some studying in a law library, but it's not the same as hiring a lawyer. Just like, you know, if you want to do your own comms and do your own for sale by owner, you know, you're allowed to do that, but it's not the same as hiring an agent who has the expertise.
How about, well, I know the answer to this. How about how Zillow got caught? And how they were doing their algorithms.
Down, right?
Yeah. You mean my house isn't worth $5 million? Zillow said so.
Yeah.
They were kind of caught in their, they were coming up with their amounts. Yeah.
Yeah. And they lost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money. Well, I mean, they actually did buy a lot of houses at inflated prices. So that's how they lost a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, there you go. And I mean, you know what?
Because you can do something without an expert doesn't mean you should.
I've learned that over many years. I can give you plenty of stories about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can do your own taxes, and a lot of people do, and it's fine if you have a simple.
Yeah, if it's simple.
Filing like one W-2, but if you have anything that's somewhat complicated, you know, even if you only have one W-2, you might be missing out on, write-offs or credits that only an expert knows because the tax laws change every year. So, I mean, there are so many examples of things that you can do on your own that you're not required by law or any other reason to have an expert do for you. But should you do it on your own? I mean, my answer is no. I mean, an agent, you might think that it's going to cost you to use an agent, but the fact that they can get you so much more money out the door, you're probably going to make more money with an agent.
And they don't charge you for this.
It boggles my mind that people are so against using an expert.
We're going to prove this. You know how we're going to do this? I'm going to give you a homework, Amanda.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, chill. So, guys, to prove it, and it won't cost you any money to do this, zero. Just message us. I'll give you a link to choicerealtyconnect.com or you do it yourself. And Amanda herself will get you that agent. And she doesn't even charge money for that. It's free.
No cost.
And the realtor is not going to charge you.
No, I mean, if you're the seller, you should expect that you're going to pay a real estate commission. That's normal. There's no additional cost for getting a great referral to an agent.
But the difference is you have the access. See, Amanda has this access that you guys can't do. You're looking for access. We're giving it to you for free. She can get you the best real estate agents.
Yes.
That only she has that. She's one of the people that has that access. I can't do it.
Every
she has that access
in the country.
There you go. And no matter where you live, she will help you out. And it doesn't cost you anything, guys. There's no tricks. You know us by now. We don't even sell. We lose money doing this podcast. We're telling you the truth. So there you go.
Yeah. So bottom line is you can learn how to determine real estate value and comps on your own by becoming an agent or an appraiser.
Go
to school to become a real estate appraiser. And then, you'll learn.
But please, if you're looking
there's
for
a cost with that, though.
But if you're looking for an agent, don't get your grandma who just got her license. You want a decent agent. I'm not saying your grandma or your mom or your cousin is not decent, but you want to get the best. You want to get the best money. It's worth the money. You were really on your box today.
Well, why are you putting questions in there that upset me so much?
I love it. I'm going to have to remember how to write up these questions now. Damn, I love this. All right, you're feisty. This is awesome. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again next week.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.